So the idea being, obviously, with post-lockdown marketing, the world being potentially quite different on the other side, and it was to explore whether or not you're doing anything within your marketing communications for the brand that you look after, or brands that you look after, differently on this side of lockdown to what you were doing within lockdown. A couple of examples that I've seen both with clients and with apprentices is that obviously there's a big change in terms of how, as marketers, we're actually interacting and operating. The general theme that I've seen is that you go into the office to be social and you go home to work. So you don't go into the office to work, you go into the office to be social. That is a general feeling I think that most of us have got now, is that that's kind of how it works. So you can go home to get some stuff done, but you actually go in to actually have interactions with others. So that is definitely a theme that I'm seeing. Don't know whether you guys agree with that. And the other thing that I've noticed as well, and I'm starting to see as I'm sort of buying stuff online or starting to sort of move around the internet, on sort of e-commerce sites particularly, where originally, and if you look at, say, your bank website, there was, for example, almost, I would say, excuses on there. Oh, we can't respond to you in our normal speed of response because of COVID. We're under lots and lots of pressure. So I would say now, and again, I've seen a couple of clients have done this really proactively, removing any kind of excuse which have been put in as banners or as little additions onto the terms and conditions on the website, for example, or any kind of excuses that have got COVID there saying that we're too busy. I don't think now that washes. I think now it's time that we actually say, right, this is, we're all on the other side now. We're all coming out of restrictions. So let's kind of bone up and say, actually, we just need to be more efficient when we're not busy because we've all got the same amount of time. We just need to be more efficient. And so, actually, not using COVID as an excuse in marketing, that's another thing that I've seen, which I personally I think is really important. Both for sort of internal communication and external messages, if we have, what now is different? What now do we need to do differently? And I'll ask the question, have you changed within the restrictions and the lockdown? Have you changed any of the marketing? Have you said we're going to do more or less of something? Have you put it into any of the communications that you've been putting out?
It maybe needs to be much more technology focused because obviously with COVID, like everything is about convenience and like time saving.
Okay.
So, for example, the rise of Amazon is like extreme. So it needs to be convenient and yeah, time saving.
So that is an interesting one in itself in terms of time saving. So customers are seeking time saving. Okay, so that's a really interesting one. Thanks for sharing that one. That's a really interesting one. So if there's this general view, and I would concur with that, I think that is absolutely the thing. People have no patience at all. The expectation that if you order something online, you think Amazon Prime, for example, just to bring on your example, Hannah, about Amazon is everywhere. But if you think about Prime, you order early enough in the day, you get it that evening before 10 p.m. You order today, you get it tomorrow on Prime. We're just expecting stuff to be almost instantly with us. So if that is a general expectation, and because of the pandemic, a lot of us have been ordering way, way more online than we have kind of from the high street, for example. How does that affect our brand? So think of your own brand. Will you have to do something differently on this side? I mean, these are all questions. We're not necessarily going to get any answers today in this session, but it's questions I think we need to properly ask of ourselves. If time saving is important, think about our brand. What are we going to do differently to save our customers time? What could we do in our messages, both in terms of delivery and efficiencies and things, but how can we maybe shape our messages so that our customers perceive that either we're saving them time, or that by dealing with us, it's a lot more efficient, or because if that is increasing and we were already doing it well, we've got to continually improve it. We've got to increase it even further. So I guess the big question is, what are we going to do individually to do that? If I think about my business, which is, you know, marketing consultancy, if a customer client of mine asks for something, I was doing this yesterday, they were struggling to get a presentation out and it wasn't looking particularly attractive as a presentation, but it's a big ticket presentation. So I dropped everything literally to help them, you know, put it into a really more digestible format for the audience, and it worked really well. But I had to drop stuff to be super efficient to do that, but they needed it because they needed it right then, right now. So these things, I think they're coming at us from all angles. So again, the question is, what would you do? What do you have to do? I'm not expecting you to answer it, but this is a question for you. If you're listening or watching this, or you're in this session, what are you going to do for your brand to show that you are super efficient, more than you were, that you can potentially save them time because they're looking to have their time saved? Whatever it is you produce, whatever your brand does, they're looking to get it more efficiently, effectively, and to save themselves time. So what are you going to do? It's a really good question.
I suppose you need to, it depends if it's like selling products, but you need to maybe increase the number of support staff or the chat services available if you sell products.
Yeah.
It's not yes. so important as a service, especially if they're not, especially if you're not purchasing them.
It's a really interesting one because I've just been I placed an order for a new bike back in March, knowing that. Because I had my bike nicked, and so I had to then obviously get a replacement. And so I placed an order, specific bike, custom build, so it's going to take a little bit longer. Totally appreciate that. First couple of months, yeah, literally fortnightly updates, or we've got this part in, email updates all the way through, first couple of months. Then it went to once a month. And I'm thinking, okay, well, they're busy. And then from the beginning of June, I heard nothing. Bearing in mind that they'd given me a delivery date of the 16th of July. So I look on the website. Of course, now where are we? 23rd of July. So I look on the website. Excuses, COVID-related excuses. We can't get product through from overseas. We haven't got enough staff to answer the phones. The phone system has gone down. Excuse. What did I want? I didn't want excuses. I just wanted to know. When's the new delivery time? I know you've got issues because you haven't been contacting me. Just be honest. If, of course, they'd had more support staff and more raw product supply, they'd have probably hit the deadline, but they failed and they've missed it. And then after lots of pushing on the chat service, they now tell me it's the 23rd of August. Huh. Okay, I've just got to, you know, swallow that. But the point was, building on Hannah's point, if the support staff had been there, they could have continued to update me, and I probably would have accepted the reasons, but don't make excuses. Don't make excuses. And I think maybe that's another one, really, is stop making excuses. So be honest. Interesting one about the chat bots.
Yeah.
Do you think that one is now becoming more important as a thing, like the live chat? I know we talked about sort of live chat as part of the AI Friday focus that we did. So if you haven't seen that one, go back and actually look at the AI, because this came up as being a sort of really important thing at the moment. But the live chat. Do you see that as being a way that as we emerge from the restrictions, you think live chat's going to stick around? Are we seeing evidence collectively? This isn't just directed at you, Hannah, you know, Shania and Carl. Are you seeing more kind of evidence that live chat is more preferable than, say, picking up the phone or sending email?
Yeah. Well, I think lots of things, it's kind of been like a discovery process. So like the technology things that are going to like continue even with restrictions having been eased.
So really understanding appropriate technology then. These are great ideas, Hannah. Thank you for sharing all these. I thought it might at one point be the Neil show, but it's not. It's the Hannah and Neil show. Appropriate use of technology, and I'll say and tools, or maybe it's digital tools. Yeah, and by appropriate, I think what we're looking at here as we come out of these restrictions, it's kind of really listening to your audience. It's kind of, not just putting loads of tools and tech out there, is actually maybe trialing some tech, maybe trialing a live chat and really, really listening. Trial it for a week and just see kind of the difference that it's made. Did it, reduce the number of phone calls that you got? Did it help speed up? What kind of feedback did you get from your customers? If the answer is no, and no, then you park it for now. But if it's like, actually, it really helped. And actually, we found it was quite an easy thing to do because we got on with our work and it just popped up as a, oh, you've got a live chat message. We could deal with it and then move on. Maybe it's a super efficient way of doing it. I don't know. That could be quite an interesting one. But yeah, maybe test. Maybe this is the key thing for this, is to actually test the new technologies. And test them. Yeah, I think that's important. Yeah, there's some good ideas here, actually. I think it's about just really being aware. I think it's about being quite sort of conscious that this is a different space and a different place. And, whilst we might not have loads of, budget or investment that we can put into this because we're still surviving. Lots of industries are still just trying to survive and get back onto an even keel. So maybe you don't have the money and appropriate kind of resources to be able to increase your customer support staff. But if there's other clever ways of using tech, testing it, maybe it is live chat, maybe it's not, but actually just being really conscious and mindful that this is a different world that we're emerging from. It's not the same kind of world that we were in before, and it certainly isn't the same world that we were in when we were under restrictions. And I think this applies to every single industry. I think it is different, on this side. And I think one thing I'm seeing coming through, both from clients but also from apprentices and people who are doing the qualifications, is the constant message I'm saying is that it is so different as a world on this other side. The customers are different. The way that the customers view us is different. They've got totally different needs. And to be honest, they're all pretty chaotic. I think there's a lot of industries who are really struggling to see a pattern. Back in the old days, if you worked in a seasonal industry, you knew that summer was a peak, you knew that Christmas was a peak or not. But right here, right now, it's almost like those patterns of data are out the window. So maybe again, another thing that we need to do is to, in fact, I think this actually I'm talking to myself on this one, but I think it's actually to establish the new patterns and data, patterns of data. Establish new patterns of data and intel, because the ones that we used to have probably don't apply anymore. Yeah, it might have been the summer was your peak time before, but now maybe it's now it's all the time, or maybe it was all the time, and now you do have these spikes of interest. Yeah, we've seen some very interesting. I've got a sort of sideline sort of business, which is a coffee company, and we've seen very different sales since I'd say sort of January, February, March looked like it was going to be quite predictable, but April, May, and June. Just crazy different. It was just completely and utterly random, bore no resemblance whatsoever to pre-lockdown, at the end of last year. No resemblance whatsoever. It's almost it's become really quite chaotic. So I think it is about, maybe it's actually about spending more time properly listening. So maybe you put that one in, sort of spend more time listening to needs than we've ever done before. You know, if we're good marketers, we should always be listening to kind of what's going on, what the customers need. But the reality could be that actually we need to just be spending even more time, because if we don't do it, one of our competitors will. And if a competitor does, they might be getting new business, the business that otherwise would have been ours. So I think it's about being really present and knowing that this is different. And it doesn't matter what industry we're in. And I know, you know, on this call now, we've got people from, you know, very, very different industries. We're all from very, very different perspectives on marketing and what marketing means and what digital means and what, you know, content production means. You know, but it's there's so many unknowns on this side. You know, I've been in marketing for decades and, you know, it's become or had become really quite predictable. There's a real unpredictability to it right now. And yes, it will settle down into being predictable again, because these things always do. But right here, right now, it's very different. So I think, again, spending more time really listening and really watching and really observing. And I think part of our role in marketing, communication, sales, business development, whatever kind of role that we're given or whatever kind of projects or tasks that we're given, I think it's really important to devote some time to just doing your research, looking at the market, reading the media, the, you know, the business development marketing media, looking on social networks, not just for posts, but what are the trends? What are we seeing? How is the world different? Look on your business timeline. You know, what are people posting? What are they not posting that they used to post? You know, getting really quite intimate. I always call this professional intimacy. So getting quite intimate with, you know, the data and the stats and the stuff that you've got available to you. I think it's really, really important. It's really, really important. So maybe that is the common theme of what we're trying to do here, is that, yeah, it's not about using kind of COVID and pandemic as an excuse anymore. It's about really waking up and saying, do you know, I'm actually not going to just do what we used to do a couple of years ago and just put it out again in the hope that it might stick. Because my prediction as a marketing consultant would be it's not going to stick. It's not going to work like it used to. And even if you're seeing a little bit of consistency with some of the patterns, there might be some choppy water coming. But of course, if you've done your research, if you've properly listened, if you've been really aware that this is a very different world now, then you're going to be ready for it. And so you'll be able to plan in advance. You'll know the content to put out there. So when you come to do your next campaign, it isn't just a campaign like you've done before. It's a new style of campaign. So maybe this is what we're talking about here. Maybe this is marketing 2021. Maybe that's what we're talking about. Yeah, so actually, let me just call it that. So let me just call it that. This is redefine your marketing 2021. So if you've got a marketing plan, let's call that a different color. Let's put that in orange. That's quite nice, isn't it? So if you've got a marketing plan or you've got some marketing tasks, is actually try and redefine them in this new kind of style of you know, environment that we're in. Don't just make the assumptions because the business tells me that's what we've done. I need to keep doing it. Challenge it. You know, you're in a wonderful situation here that, you know, we've never had this before. And I know I keep saying this in all the sessions I do. It's like, this is probably the most exciting time to be in marketing and in digital, because we've never been in this scenario before, ever, as a planet. So really, really listen. You can come out of this really strong, really, really strong if you listen. But if you assume that everything is just going back to, and I'll use the word normal, it isn't. Okay, we're already different. So this is really exciting. So redefine your marketing for 2021. Listen to the stuff. Spend more time listening and watching what happens. Get your data. Increase that front end staff. Get super, super efficient. I loved Hannah's comment about it's about time saving. It's about being really ultra efficient. So how are you going to bring that efficiency story into your marketing? Test everything that you do. Don't just invest loads of time and money and stuff. Do little things, test them, see the outcome, and then make a decision. Be honest, stop making excuses. COVID is gone from the mix now. So let's really kind of just know that this is a new world we're working in. And, you know, don't make excuses. We're not too busy. Everybody's busy. This is about time for being really super efficient.